Welcome back here to the Hinkle Center in Nevada. 64-52, the final score. Lady Pirates with the victory. Joined by Coach Jenny Croy. Coach, about 20 points less for both sides in the game 9 days ago. Is that just the result of the teams having a better idea of what each other has?
You know, I think so. I thought up at our place they knocked down some shots, and they knocked them down consistently. They were money from the three-point line at our place, and I thought we did a good job defensively on the three-point line. We struggled a little bit with when they put it on the ground, but I thought we covered their three-point shot pretty well.
I thought your bench in region play, that was the best I've seen your bench play, especially in a region road game.
Yeah, it was. You know, we discussed before the game we were going to use all 10 against their 7, and, you know, I felt like we got in a good rotation, a good substitution rotation. We got great minutes out of I thought Lindsay Wyatt gave us great minutes, especially defensive end, because we put her on when took Maddie Book out when we had to guard their best scorer on the offensive end. And, you know, I thought our post stepped in off the bench. Maddie Gonseth had been starting, and Whitley moved in the starting spot. But I thought Maddie came in today, and probably her first half was dominant. She, I think, pulled down 8 rebounds in the first half and just had a lot of want-to out there, and that's what I like to see. And, you know, Haley stepped in and did a great job for us. Really, all around the whole bench, Nicole stepped in and got to the rim on them and got some layups for herself. And, you know, it's fun to see. That's what I told him downstairs. It's a team effort, and it's fun when it involves everybody.
Yeah, and I thought there was a little toughness and an edge that you played with defensively tonight, too.
Yeah,
like you said, they didn't shoot the ball well tonight as they did at our place, but we had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, you know, I think it was a physical game, I felt like, you know, on both sides of the floor. But I didn't think we handled the physicalness very well at the start, and then we kind of adjusted to that and, you know, said, hey, if they're going to push, we're going to push too. And, you know, we had a third quarter scare where they caught back up, and it was just like it was tied, and then all of a sudden you look back up and it was a 10-point lead again. So, you know, we just had to settle down a little bit when they made their run, and we had to put shots in. We weren't taking great shots at times in our offense. We weren't keeping the floor spread so we could open up the middle. I thought we were best when we went inside out with the ball and really worked together.
Kendi was awfully good tonight. And kind of like the team, she kind of slumped in the second quarter, third quarter. Once she got her offense going again in the third, fourth quarter, she was very good finishing up.
Yeah, she was. I thought, you know, she's just a competitor, a go-to kid, can knock down the shot when you need it. And so we made some calls for her to get a look at the basket. And, you know, she knocked down shots when we needed her to.
Games like that are weird because, to me, they have a different feel than a 90-88 game where points are coming easy. It almost feels like there's this mental block that both sides have to get through to get the ball in the rim consistently.
Right. You know, and I think that's, you know, both teams, I think, defended pretty well tonight. And so it was tough. It was tough to get a good look at the basket. They do a good job on guarding the perimeter, and they sag off just enough that you think you're open from the perimeter, but you can't get a good pass to the inside. So Steph does a good job with them on that. And, you know, it was tough for us to get – and we didn't get a lot of post-scoring today, I didn't feel like.
Mm-hmm.
We had to knock down some jumpers. So I'm glad we did. So and it ended up in our favor.
Well, and quite frankly, too, when we talked about this, I didn't realize – that Sarah was struggling to score as much as she was until I looked down the fourth corner and go, my gosh, we're leading, and
right.
Sarah Lamp hasn't scored,
right.
Which I don't know if we could say that last year.
I know. Oh, no, definitely not. So, you know, that like you said, that says a lot for our bench play and for those kids that came in and stepped in and put the ball in the hole for us, because they had Sarah's number tonight. You know, they played her physical from the beginning of the game to the end, and so I felt like, you know, in the first quarter she got pushed and shoved down a couple times, and it's just how you respond. You can either, you know, you can buckle to that, or you can step up and you know, not let them push you around. And so I think, you know, second half she kind of settled down a little bit. But they did a good job of keeping her from getting to the rim. Their help side is good.
I was talking with Coach Collins on the way back from Kansas City on Saturday, and we were kind of talking about the region standings, and I kind of went back to, you know, if we don't win that game against Cotty, we got the 4 seed.
Right, right.
Yeah, we had to win tonight to get back.
We talked about that, so...
Yeah.
It looks like we will face Penn Valley on Friday. I believe it's March 2nd.
Yeah, I said that 2 weeks and 2 days from tonight.
Yeah, and I think it's a 5 o'clock start for us. I'll have to double check that, and we'll get that out to the media. But it looks like we'll face Penn Valley, and St. Louis and Cotty will be the 1-4 matchup.
Well, and I have mentioned that that's the same weekend as the state quarterfinals. So, you know, the same thing happened last year. That's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have. You know, I can't be in two places at once. So thankful that I have family that you know, I pushing for our Trenton girls to get there, pushing for us to get to that region championship game, and, you know, really hope that that's a problem for me,
because
I believe both games are at 6 o'clock on the same evening.
Ooh,
so,
ooh.
You know, that's fine. There's no place I'd rather be than my team playing and Salem's team playing.
When you look at your team now, Coach, you got two games at the Ketchum Center the next two Saturdays. That's an opportunity to really get some momentum going toward region play, is it not?
It is. You know, it is. Southeast comes to our place on Saturday, and, you know, they're a good team. We went up there and played extremely well up there. And so, you know, we're going to have to put that same kind of intensity and game on the floor. We really shared the ball well against them up there, and we've got to do that again. We shot well, just played all around well. So, you know, we got to do that on Saturday, and then we'll have Graceland JV on the following Tuesday, and then North Arc comes to our place on Saturday.
Before I let you go, where did your team get better tonight?
I like you said, I think our bench play, confidence, of those kids gaining confidence coming off the bench, I thought they played their hearts out and really battled.
I thought too, and this is not a bad thing, but it's just kind of one of those, I thought the freshmen as a whole, plateaued probably the wrong word, but I thought they were pretty similar to what they were in, say, like, you know, mid-December, where now you're looking for that edge and that little bit of improvement. I did see that tonight,
right,
from the way they played physically.
And I thought they showed a lot of grit. Like, I thought they had to fight for this. I mean, it wasn't, you know, an easy win at all. And I think they showed that, and they battled and they fought out there and, you know, did some great things. And hopefully, you know, we can take that with us in the next few games we have left and carry us into the region tournament.
Yeah, and I think you find out a little bit of the edge of the team, because you've had a lot of pats on the back. You've had a nice season. But now you're sitting there and people are saying, well, why can't you win in region and this and that? And you find out a little bit about the guts of a team when you hit some adversity.
You do. And that's, you know, that's what it's about. You know, it's playing with a lot of heart, playing with a lot of grit. It's all about the want to. And so, you know, we talked about that this week at practice. You know, you got to bring it every single day. You got to bring the want to, because here's the time in the season when everybody's tired. You know, we probably don't go the full length at practice anymore, but we got to bring our focus the minute you step in the gym, because you step into that region tournament and it goes back to a 0-0 record, and it's anybody's to win.
Knocking on wood as I say this, but the girls are pretty healthy, aren't they?
They are. I'm going to knock with you.
Yeah, so exactly.
Are.
2 weeks to go, and then we'll have postseason play here in Ernest High School next week, and for NCMC, 2 weeks, 2 days. It's going to be at same gym, right? Lincoln University?
Lincoln University, yep.
So down in the heart of Jeff City. Coach, we'll let you get on the bus.
All right,
congrats.
Thanks.